time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Hi, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? It is Thursday, September 11th, and of course, that's a very important day in our history in the United States. 24 years ago, we lost thousands and thousands of innocent bystanders in New York City when the Twin Towers came down with the terrorist attack. I do remember, you know, covering Gloucester High School sports and going down there that day and talking to the athletes about it. They were just trying to process it like everyone else, you know, and it was a very patriotic time. The country rallied together. We need that more than ever now, it seems like. And I just remember how everyone kind of did bond, you know. There wasn't that infighting on each side of the aisle. And I think everyone came together and recognized, like, hey, we've got a pretty cool country here. Let's do what we can to defend it, protect it, and carry on and honor those innocent bystanders and heroes that made it in to the towers to save people. Didn't make it out, and those who did make it out, the first responders, and had rough times after, physically, emotionally, mentally, and I'm sure that's still going on now, 24 years later. I cannot believe it's been that long. But 9/11, big day, you know, the athletes played a big part in that and in the recovery, you know, and just getting out there and getting on the fields here in the Merrimack Valley. So we're going to pause now, thank our sponsors, Moynihan Lumber, and move on to our one and only guest today. It's going to be Mukala Kabongo. You know that name. He's been giving us the eyes in the sky, doing great interviews and following a lot of these sports teams in the Valley. He had a great long interview with two Central football players last week. Check it out on his YouTube page. And he'll give us a scoop of what he's seen out there in the Valley and beyond in the first week of football. Stay with us after the break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hey, everybody. Dom Nicastro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk. What's going on? We've got another great signing opportunity coming up at Sports World USA. You know that place, right on Route 1 in Saugus. Best of the best. The official address is 184 Broadway in Saugus. And these signings have been tremendous. You're watching owner Phil Castagnetti's Facebook page or Sports World. It's just insane the people he brings in to get up front and close with. And the next one, Saturday, September 28th, former Boston Bruin and Philadelphia Flyer Joe Watson comes to Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. You know that place, Route 1 South. Noon to 2 p.m., he'll be signing his brand new book, Thundermouth. plus photos and pucks. Get all the details at sportsworld-usa.com. That's sportsworld-usa.com or call 781-233-7222. That's Phil and Corey Sports World, New England's largest sports memorabilia shop, where the biggest names in sports meet the biggest fans. And guess what? I've seen the Kevin Millar, Dan Shaughnessy appearance. Kevin Millar was awesome. I saw so many pictures that happened recently last week. So it was a big hit, big stuff happening at Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. Check it out. Don't miss all the fun. All right, Sports Desk back at it with our lovely, knowledgeable eyes on everything in terms of local, regional sports. New England Football Journal and Self. You're like, you know that guy Turtle Boy Mukala?
I do not.
Okay, he covers like the Karen Reed trial and all that. And he's,
oh, yeah.
You look him up. You're like the Turtle Boy of high school sports. You're just all over the place. You're a lot nicer though. So if you do look him up and say he compared him to me, what? No. But Mukala Kabongo, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How's your Sunday going?
Good. I am glad to have you back. It's like early in the season, so we don't know what's going on, so we gotta tell the story through your lens. So you were out and about this week. Let's start there. Wherever you were, what happened? What did you see?
Thursday, I went to Waltham versus Belmont in season opener. That was a pretty interesting game. Waltham ended up winning. Forgot what the score was, but 24-12, Waltham won it. There were some big plays made. Belmont had their chances. It was a good start. Really good crowd, both sides. The road team, I mean, the two cities are right next to each other, so...
Exactly.
But it was a really good crowd out there. And then Friday, I was at LaSalle versus Boston College High. Two former teammates, actually. I think they were college teammates. Coach Z for BC High and Dan Copen, coaching down at LaSalle.
Oh, is he for the Patriots?
Former Patriots Super Bowl champion lineman, Dan Copen. That game is up on my YouTube channel, but that was an interesting game too because it was mostly defense throughout. But LaSalle made enough plays to win it.
Yeah,
win it in overtime, and then I had one of my young guys go to the Springfield Central's St. John's Prep game, which I put up last night on my YouTube channel. Which you know, the game lived up to the hype. It lived up to the hype. 36-35 final score. Going for it. Went for the 2-point conversion with 7 seconds left, and you know, Jordan Torbio, he converted. It was a gutsy call by Coach St. Pierre, but
yeah,
that's what makes him a great coach.
I know, and yeah, it was close too. I saw that play. It was like, man, they had to pull a couple guys out to make sure the ref didn't put his arms up until he really got close. And you know, what does that tell you? That 36-35 shootout. What does that tell you about Division One? You know, basically, does it confirm everything we already thought? Like these are two powerhouses, and hey, if they might meet again.
Yeah, if these two teams face each other at the end, it wouldn't be a surprise to many. The both teams are really talented on both sides of the ball. St. John's Prep is young on the offensive line and defensive line, but those young guys really stepped up. And the quarterbacks, I mean, Jared Stain, the junior quarterback for Springfield Central, and Chris Vargas, I mean, it was the running game for St. John's Prep, but Chris Vargas made some big plays, controlled the offense. And Jared Stain, he did pretty much all he could to keep his team. Him and Isaiah Rogers, the running back, they did a lot. Springfield Central got nothing to hang their heads on. You know, you do want to come out with the win if you're up 14 going into the fourth quarter, but it was just one of those. St. John's Prep just made a couple more plays, which was, hey, that was a great game. That was a great game. That's all I can say. It was a great game.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. You're like, you know, it's like right off the bat, if you're the prep, you're thinking, all right, we know where we're at. Like when it comes to the state level, there's no cupcakes to start. Like, oh, we don't know until the end. No, I mean, right off the bat, it's like, okay, this is who we got. This is what we need to work on.
Right, and that's it. And these are the games that you want to test yourself. And they're going to test themselves the first 3-4 weeks. So they're on the road to Marshfield. They're on the road against Marshfield this Friday, and then after that, they got Central Catholic coming to town. Oh. So. No easy task.
Yeah, and
and Marshfield and Methuen met this opening
week. They did.
Methuen pulled off the win.
Methuen pulled off the 18-13 win. They were able to slow down that high-paced offense. You know, they go no huddle the whole game. They go real fast. And Methuen, first-year head coach, Coach Dugan.
Yeah.
He was able to get his first win. The quarterback, Danella, he made some big plays down the stretch. And Methuen's defense, hey, that defense stepped up. That defense made some plays, forced some turnovers. I mean, holding them to 13 points, that's very big.
That is, yeah. I mean, and then I think they, it looks like they might get a week off too. Like, cause I think a lot of schools, I was talking to Coach Ticatelli out of Revere earlier this evening, and he says that you can make a choice, I guess. You can take like the first week off and then start off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like week 1A and then week 1. That's how it's labeled in most, like in most newspapers and, you know, the schedule makers, which was, I didn't understand it, but I was like, all right, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess there's there's a tweet here from another journalist. No Eason, no Tom Ryan, no problem.
Coach Dugan told me they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of guys, especially guys that were on the scout team last season that were eager to come that have been waiting their turn for this opportunity to make some plays, and they were able to do so.
Yeah, Josh Danella, game-winning TD. Alex Santiago sealed it with an interception after that. So that's I should cite who I'm tweeting, Evan Applebaum.
Oh, yeah, I know Evan. That's my guy.
Yeah, at Evan Applebaum, too, for those who want to check him out. But, yeah, no, that's a big, big, big opening night win in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, definitely.
For Methuen. And, you know, usually you get them and Andover and Central in the mix, Division One and Central. Your boys, who you interviewed I had a great interview with two of their leaders recently on your channel. They opened up with a loss to, what is that, a New York team, I think they
played? Yeah, teams in New York. White Plains. I think they're out of Queens.
Oh, wow, right in the city. Okay, so yeah. Archbishop Stepanek beat Central 20-23. So they gave them all, yeah.
This is Central... Central's most. This is how Central's been the last year. The last year, even last season, they had so many one possession games, and you know, it's just they're right. They're always right there, but they just don't have. They need that extra to get over the pump. We saw that last year. So, but I mean, it was a good test for them going on the road, going to New York, and playing a out of state team like that. It's just seeing something different that you don't normally see here. They got another out-of-state opponent this season. I think Bishop Hendrickson out of Rhode Island coming up to Lawrence. I think it's week 3 or so, or week 4. But that should be a good one. So, but good test for them. They didn't come out with the victory, but 23-20. They just, like I said, they just have to find that way to win these one-possession games. They're still... You know, they're still searching and trying to get themselves a way to win these games. You know, that's what derailed them last year. A lot of one possession games.
Yeah. And it gets a lot easier for them. They stay on the, first of all, they go to New York City. I think that was at their place, right?
Yeah.
So, and then they come back and they go at Boston College High, at St. John's Prep.
Right. They're on the road the first three games. And then I think they'll finally have a home game about week 4. But, hey man, they're gonna be a tough team though. They will be a tough team because one thing about them, they don't quit. They have a lot of fight. So these early season games, you know, this is when you want to get all those mistakes out of the way early on and see where you can improve. So I think in the long run they'll be fine.
Yeah. The other there was a couple of crossover games for me in my two coverage areas, Merrimack Valley and North Shore. And one of them was Tewksbury walloped Winthrop like 41-6, something like that.
Yes, I was getting updates from someone on that one.
Yeah, that was an easy one for the Redmen. And then the other one that where the Valley also smoked the NEC. Well, the GBL now technically, but I still consider them NEC in a sense. Lawrence beat like in Glasgow. You see that score?
I was there.
Oh, okay. You were there. What happened? There.
I was there. I was 67 there.
67 zip. Wow.
Yeah, that's 16-14 in overtime. That was the final score over there. It was an interesting night at Manning Field yesterday because we thought the game wouldn't start at the time it did. So they start the game, and it looks like a hurricane or monsoon is on the field because it was just rain. You could barely see. Even I was up there in the booth, and I was getting soaked. But Lawrence made enough plays. They looked like they were out of it. Clasico had a pick six that would have sealed the game and gave them victory, but it got called back due to a holding. And then both teams exchanged turnovers late in the fourth quarter. Clasico got a turnover, and they were in their territory. They were in Lawrence territory, so they had a chance to get a score, but then they turned it right over. So, and then we ended up going into overtime.
Wait, what is up with Max Preps? They got Lawrence winning that game 67-0.
Yeah, I don't know what the
prank by the Lawrence.
Unless it's another Lawrence team out there, but yeah, the score was 16-14 overtime.
There you
go.
Okay, you were there. You saw it with your own eyes.
Yeah, overtime. That game will be up probably tomorrow on my YouTube channel. But
nice.
There was a lot of flags. A lot of early season, a lot of mistakes you would expect from early season. So
yeah,
classical. They're gonna be a run heavy team. You're gonna see a heavy dose of that running game from Lynn Classical. And Lawrence, they mixed it up, even with the inclement weather. They mixed it up with the run and pass, and they got it going a little bit in that second half.
Yeah, and I got to give you credit on something you call. You said watch for St. Mary's, and I know Swampscott lost a lot of graduate kids, but still 28-0 win over Swampscott. Pretty impressive for St. Mary's to start things.
And it was like a tidal wave hit Swampscott because it was 6-0 for the most part. And then it was just like score after score after score. It was like the Spartans score, then they get a pick six, then they get a 50-yard touchdown run, and just like that. From 6-0 to 20-21, 22-0. And that's where it turns. So the Spartans were very tough. That running game is going to be their key to success. Their quarterback got hurt with a shoulder injury. I talked to Coach Driscoll, and he said they're going to find out more how serious it is and how long he'll be out this week. But that one's a big loss for them. So now they're probably going to have to put one of their I think they had running back Ron Merriman playing quarterback, going to the old Wildcat formation, RPO. So we'll see what happens with Yanil and that injury. But they got Kip Academy coming up Friday at Manning Field, who Kip lost to Salem.
Yeah, that's a big win for the Witches.
Big win. And they look legit. They look legit the way they played yesterday, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They forced 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions, and then running back Elvis Espinal, he went for 175 yards.
Whoa. Heck of an opening day.
Yeah, and 2 touchdowns. And he was hard to tackle. He was hard to tackle. Broke a 50-yard touchdown run on the opening possession. So
wow.
Yeah. And the Witches, they had a mixture of backs that they were using, but they went to Elvis, and he was definitely he was hard to tackle.
Yeah, so Salem, the grinded out power running game, is that different from the 2 years ago Super Bowl team? They aired it out a little bit, right?
They were a little more, they were unconventional. They had, it was like a mixture, but they did run the ball a lot though. That team was a big play team. That team from 2 years ago that got all the way to they were a big play team. So it'd be, you think you're slowing them down, then boom, 60-yard touchdown run, boom, 50-yard touchdown pass. That's how they were. So
yeah.
And this team is more like, they were more, we're gonna grind it out. We're gonna get these running backs the ball, get these guys in space. But I was more impressed with their defense. They were able to slow down the speed of Kip. Kip had one big play, a 60-yard touchdown pass, but besides that, they didn't really have much going on offensively. They struggled on the offensive side, and that was all kudos to Salem's defense. Young man Kelvin Jean Lewis, he had 2 interceptions. The second one was a big one. Well, both of them were big. He had an interception to start the third quarter as Kip was marching. He picked it off. That led to points, and then he had the interception late that pretty much helped them seal the game.
Yeah, and Salem has Danvers.
They got Danvers at home this Friday.
Yeah, that is a good one. And Danvers nipped Concord Carlisle, looks like 13-12.
Yeah, so. Beverly had a good game too. I forgot who they played, but they had a good outing this Friday.
Who was that? Beverly?
Yeah.
Lost to Gloucester, actually, 14-7. Lost to
Gloucester, 14-7. Yeah. I don't know why I said they won.
Well, it was a good game, I guess, you know, low scoring affair. And again, I always like seeing Gloucester and Beverly at least play because that's a big long time rivalry. Yeah.
Kudos
and,
to Gloucester on the win. Kudos to Gloucester on the win.
Yeah. Gloucester, you know, the 16 seed the last 2 years, and they got handled pretty good in the playoffs with the one seed. But to have Gloucester back in the playoffs, that's a credit to the patience of Danny O'Connor and his pro. Those are my boys. I went to school there.
Okay.
And they, you know, the, you know, great run in the 2000s and all that, you know that, but like, yeah, but they've been off the map for a while. So just, you know, to back in the playoffs is always a good thing for the Fishermen.
Yeah, that's a good stepping stone.
It's a good stepping stone. They got Revere too, I think, this year. Yeah, they're going to Revere in a non-league. That should be a competitive game. Yeah.
Lynn English, Lynn English, they didn't have a good outing against Marblehead. Marblehead 22-21-6 was the final score. It was close for a little bit, but Marblehead just, you know, it was like 6-0 for a little bit.
Mm.
And then Marblehead just got the explosive plays. And, you know, English's offense was not where it needs to be. They're still trying to figure it out. You know, you graduate a quarterback that was, you know, with the program for a while. So now you put a receiver at quarterback trying to figure it out. And I don't know, they have a young guy, a sophomore, that they put. He got some reps in at quarterback. So. Me personally, I think they should just throw him in the fire.
Yeah.
Throw him in the fire, let him learn on the fly, because, you know, the Shane Knowlton Samard, who's the quarterback right now, he's gonna be a receiver in college. So I think if you throw him out there as receiver, that'll be a security blanket for the young quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes you just gotta throw him in there and they gotta learn on the fly.
No, it's true. Like, I wish the Patriots did that more with Drake May instead of this whole, you know, Jacoby. I forgot his name.
Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett. Come on, throw him out there. Well, now you saw Drake May today. We're talking today at the time of the interview. He looks nervous in some time. You know, he looks off. I mean, he threw for almost 300 yards, but still didn't look crisp. Didn't look so crisp to me today. So,
yeah, I will say this. Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels' offense is very predictable.
Yeah.
Very, very predictable. So, hey, man, we just, at this point, we just going to have to watch and deal with whatever comes, you know, because I had them around 9 wins this season, but what I just saw today, I was just like, man.
It feels like six now.
They did have some moments when Stephon Diggs was in there. It got him, you know, they did have some moments with him in there. So maybe, you know, maybe as he comes along and he gets fully better from that knee injury, they could do something. But yeah, right now, what we saw today is there's no reason to have any excitement for next week's opponent.
No, not at all.
And then that Geno Smith throw for over 300 yards on it.
That's bad. Yeah, we're making these players look better and better every time they come to Foxborough.
Yeah.
Did we miss anything you took in this weekend?
Great first week of high school football.
Yeah.
Really great first week of high school football throughout the state. There were so many great games. You know, even going down to the South Shore, Duxbury and Abington, they played a wild overtime game. I think the final score was like 52 to like 40 something.
Wow.
Yeah, a wild game down there. Scituate, I think they took on Waterloo from Rhode Island. That was a good game. There was so many good games around the state. And also, I mean, we just talked about Bethune. Congratulations to Coach Dugan getting his first career victory as head coach.
Yeah.
But my biggest takeaway, there were so many great games for week one, and there's so many talented players in the state. This is going to be a fun season.
I'm with you. Well, I'm glad you're along with us for the ride. Mukala Kabongo, follow him one more time. Give us the Twitter and the YouTube channel.
Mukala _K on Instagram, Twitter, LCTV After the Whistle on Instagram. That's where you can find all the little clips, highlights of big plays and all that. We'll be posting more of the big plays from over the weekend, over these last couple of days, and the player interviews too. You can catch them on there, and you can catch them on the YouTube channel, Mukala Kabongo, KABONGO. Just check it out. Games will be up there too. We already got a couple games from over the weekend, over the last couple of days. The Waltham Belmont game is up there if you want to check it out. The LaSalle Boston College game, which went into overtime. It was a really good game.
Yeah.
You want to check that out. The St. John's Prep game, that's up on the YouTube channel. Check that out. Salem and Kipp Academy's game is up on the YouTube channel. And the Lawrence and Lynn Classical game will be up on the YouTube channel probably tomorrow. And and then I'll have, I was on the radio with my man Joe Beauregard out there in Lowell this morning, and we recorded the whole thing. So I'll have the full video.
Oh.
I had the video of that. We had Coach Brian St. Pierre this morning. He was on along with players Maxwell Parent and Jordan Torrey Beal talking about the game for Friday. They were on. And then we had Matt Feld from the Boston Herald on to talk about them.
Oh, school. Real who's who of Massachusetts football. That's a good catches. Well, you had them, but guess who I have? Mukala Kabongo.
You got me.
All right, man. We'll let you rest for a little while, but stay close to the phone. You know, I'll be pinging you for more thoughts down the road.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Always.
All right. Have a good night. We'll talk soon.
All right. You as well.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber. We measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Mukala Kabongo's in the books, and now we are moving on to our final segment. And we're just going to go around the horn here, see what happened in football in the Merrimack Valley. Thursday night was a light night in the state, not a lot of games. But Friday, things kicked in, Friday, September 5th, and some results. Here we go. We are going to start with Greater Lawrence Tech, who dropped its opener to Wakefield 28-13, moving right along. So not a great start there. One to watch. I mean, we talked to McCullough about St. John's Prep and Central Springfield Central 36-35. That's a huge one to watch if you're a football fan in the Valley, for sure. It's got Division I implications there. 34-6 winners was Tewksbury. Good opening season win for the Redmen over Winthrop, Northeastern Conference foe. Who else for openers? We had Whittier. You know, they're back at it. Great season last year. 36-22 win over Watertown. Methuen opened up with a big one. 18-13 win. New leadership for Methuen. A lot of new players there. And a great opening season start for the Raiders there. 18-13 over Marshfield. Moving right along here. By the way, Max Preps, great site for all the scores. You got to love them. Who else? Who else can we talk about in Les Valley, as they say in France? That was it for the Friday night games that were big. Some of these teams open up in the Valley on next weekend, you know, tomorrow and Saturday. So we'll have to wait to see what happens there. But Saturday wise, there was a game that we care about. Archbishop Stepanek, I think they're a New York team. They nipped Central Catholic, your pals out of Lawrence, 23-20. So Central boldly takes that non-leaguer, and they're not afraid to schedule anybody. So, all right. Other than that, that was a light week for the Valley opener. We'll have a lot more teams opening up starting next week. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. Hope you had a good week. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk right here on MSONewsSports.com. We are back at it every Thursday, and we're back at it next week. We'll talk to you soon.